home of the guaranteed offer.
That is correct.
I read scores and stats around the world of sports. Hey, our old traffic bed from back in the day with Terry Knight. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember very well. I miss Terry.
Yeah, where is Terry?
She's hanging around still, riding her motorcycle, getting it done.
She was awesome.
She's super hot.
Yeah. I remember once she famously asked you on the show, how do you get your thing stuck in a toilet?
Yeah, and that made me feel good, but she misheard the story.
Right.
Obviously.
She thought it was so gigantic that you accidentally got it caught in a toilet, and that was not the story.
Was this when you guys were talking about how hockey sits down to pee?
No, but yes.
Well, back in the day, right, you know, it's not like Terry Knight was listening to the entire show. She would just pop in for her traffic segment. So a lot of times she would catch just the end of a story.
Right.
Or we would ask her, hey, were you listening when we said this? And almost always she would be like, no, I was working. But that time we asked her about if she had heard the end of Chris's story, and her response was, how do you get your thing stuck in a toilet?
How do you get your thing stuck in a toilet?
Told you.
Is that her?
That's her. That was the actual soundbite.
She would go like this.
Oh, man. That was really good. It gave me tingles.
Yeah, Terry kicked ass.
She was the best.
Hello. Here we go.
We had a whole bunch of Terry Knight soundbites.
We had a bunch of Donna stuff, too. I wonder if I still have that.
Yeah, some of it you had to delete.
And do you remember that full story, how you got your thing stuck in a toilet?
Yeah. Yeah, so I sat down on a toilet. I can't remember where I was at. It seems like it was a hotel room, but it was an abnormally small toilet throne.
The circle, if you will.
Yeah. And I sat down, and the toilet seat itself wasn't attached on both sides of the toilet seat, so it shifted and it pinched the tip of my crank.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's exactly right.
How do you get your thing stuck in a toilet?
Yeah, so I didn't get my thing stuck in a toilet, but I got the tip of it pinched underneath a toilet seat.
What hurt more, that time getting it caught in the toilet, or my fastball just whizzing by it and clipping it?
I'll just say this, only one of them made my wiener bleed.
That would be my pitch.
And that was your fastball.
What's wrong with you?
Well, apparently my wiener takes a licking and keeps on kicking.
No, I don't think it ever has. It's been at least 20 years. That is horrifying.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
It's a torture magnet.
I got to tell you guys this. Okay, all right. Inside radio stuff, and this won't nearly be as funny as it was in real life, okay? Mm-hmm. And I got to remember to talk to John Poliska about this day, because I hope he heard
it. Is this the story you wanted me to remind you of?
I hope so. I don't remember telling you to remind me a story. God, I have a terrible memory. I mean, really, it's getting to be ridiculous.
Well, you're getting up at 3 o'clock every day.
That's a good point.
That doesn't help.
So, John, inside radio stuff is some of our clients are through national brokers, okay? And there's a company called Ad Results that I do a lot of spots for some of my clients. And they always have a meeting with you that you do a phone call. You call in with a bunch of other radio DJs from all over the country, and they tell you what the script is, how to say it, make sure that you use the product, this, that, and the other. I've done them a million times. In fact, I've done them so much that now I just call in, and I put it on mute, and I keep going about my business, right? I mean, that's just what it is, right?
You have to check in, right?
Like, that's right.
Proving that you've attended class.
Hey, this is Chris in Minneapolis.
Right, that's exactly right.
Excited
to
work for you. Well, absolutely. Then you hit the mute button and then take a nap.
Any questions?
That's exactly right.
No.
Not a question from anybody. And if there ever is, you want to kill that person.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah. John in Detroit, relax.
All
right? Yeah, right. Okay, so I get on there, and it's like, okay, can you tell me who's on? And I always wait, because everybody's so excited. Hey, it's Johnny Johnson coming to you from Omaha. Yeah, I'm on here, man. It's good to talk to you.
And it's always these fake names. It's like, just give your real name. Like, just say, hi, I'm Ted from Seattle.
Yeah, right.
Ted, what do you do?
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah. So
Ted.
So yesterday, I decide I'm two birds, one stone. I've got to take an S, and I've got to be on this call.
Oh, my
right?
God. Did you pinch your crank?
You did the conference call from a toilet?
Yeah, I had to poop. And I don't talk.
Right.
And I'm just listening, whatever. So I go in, and I have a seat in stall number two.
Mm-hmm.
My apologies, John. It's the handicapped one, but somebody was in stall number one.
Oh, then it's fine.
Okay. I have a seat, and I wait, and everybody's doing the thing where they're like, okay, cool, you know, I'm John from Seattle. I'm Tom from Cincinnati.
It's Ted, please.
Yeah, right.
I'm Ted from Seattle.
You know what's going to happen, right?
Yes.
And I can look at you guys in the eye and tell you, I swear to God, this is the truth, all right? When it's my turn to say my name is.
Oh my God.
I take it off mute here at work. Yeah, I'm in the public bathroom here at work. Mm-hmm. I take it off mute and I lean forward. And as soon as I take it off mute, I go, I'm Chris Hockey. Fuck!
the automatic flusher goes.
Brilliant.
Because I leaned forward and it broke the beam.
Did you hear people laughing? Or
I heard one person laugh.
Because everyone else was muted. Probably.
Absolutely. So I go forward. I go, beep. I'm Chris Hockey, Minneapolis. And brilliant. You know, these bathrooms sound like a jet taken off.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So I heard one person go.
I actually thought it was going to go different. I thought it was going to be silent in the bathroom, and somebody would be at like the urinal, not knowing that you're on a conference call, and all of a sudden you just go, "Hey, it's Chris in Minneapolis," and Randy Fromm goes, "Hey, Chris."
Yeah.
Or you hear the old.
Yeah.
I thought that you were going to be like, Chris.
Like Ted in Seattle's like, this guy in Minneapolis is a psycho.
So I'm hoping, sometimes Poliska is on those calls, so I'm hoping he was the guy who giggled. I'm going to find out today.
I think I've told this story. I've done the same thing, and I had a guy, we were doing a product, and he flat out admitted to the people that he doesn't own what they needed to. Oh. And the woman literally goes, well, then... You're not needed.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, right. I mean, she's like, no. He flat out,
wasn't that somebody in town here?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he said, quote, well, I don't even own that. And the woman goes, what? Yeah. He goes, yeah, I don't even own that. And she goes, well, then we don't need you to endorse the product. And he goes, what? She goes, yeah, you can hang up.
I just wanted free money. That's not how this works.
We're not going to use you.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
So that idiot move cost him how much?
Oh.
Hundreds.
Pretty good.
Depends on what station. It could have been $20 a month.
Wow.
I don't find that funny.
What a
deal. I'm Ted from Seattle.
Ted, calm down.
What really matters, though, is this. Let's just start with you. Who cares about sports?
Oh, you want to just me go first?
Yeah, what really matters is this.
I like this one. I like this one a lot. Because I like the idea of it, I guess. There are three countries in the world. Bhutan, Wales, and Malta. And each of those three... have dragons on their flag. I like it. I like it a lot.
Bhutan, Wales, and Malta?
Yeah.
Paul, if you were the country of Wales,
yeah,
what creature would you put on your flag?
Probably a bullfrog. I think bullfrogs are cool.
Do you really?
Yeah, they're
so did Ted Bundy, by the way.
Yeah, no, I got texted that a couple
He was times. A terrific frog catcher.
He was damn proud of that,
too.
The lady that just roasted him. Ted sucked at everything.
Yeah,
like,
after
Ted's like,
I know.
Man, I was good at sports. I had girlfriends. Ted didn't really have any friends. Yeah. That lady roasted him for 10 minutes in the beginning of that thing.
And it seems like out of all the things he lied about, right, about being an athlete and a ladies' man and all this stuff, nobody really denied that he was pretty proficient at catching frogs.
He was a hell of a frog catcher.
Right. So what's
ID their little bulgy eyes sticking out of the water?
How about if there was not a single red flag when the lady goes, yeah, he made like tiger catching traps and the one girl fell and slid her leg on it. No one was like, wait, why is Ted making that?
At Boy Scout camp, too, where it's like, hey, Ted, let's calm down, playboy.
No one mentioned that. There are no tigers in Washington.
Right. Why? What's Ted doing?
Ted's going to kill somebody accidentally.
Right. Yeah, that was his plan.
Almost did. Yeah. All right. So the Timberwolves won last night 120-105 over the Lakers. Karl Anthony Towns, 27 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists. The Wolves back to 500. They're 24-24. They've won 3 consecutive basketball games. Who cares if it's against the Suns twice and the Lakers? They're at the Jazz tonight.
We'll take it.
Let's see, who's on the Jazz? Anybody know?
John Stockton.
Quincy Jones.
Carl Malone.
And Ricky. What really matters is this.
The reason so many Asian countries have names that end with Stan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and so on, is because it's an ancient Persian word for homeland.
Oh. That's interesting.
Yeah, never knew that. No. See? That's why I'm here, damn it.
Yeah.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
And don't act like this show doesn't teach you anything.
Thank you, Chris. Right.
It shouldn't, though.
No, you shouldn't.
I learned from it.
Like, at the end of today's show, we should do that then. We should always have one thing that we highlight at the end of the show. Well, like, here's what you probably should take away from today's Power Trip Morning Show.
Vikings Connected, we do that every time.
I think we already did that.
Yeah, today's thing is Ted Bundy was good at catching frogs.
And if you're going to murder people in broad daylight, don't use your real name. And if you're going to do a conference call, don't be on the
crapper. This is too many things. Let's just keep it to one simple thing.
If you're going to
go out to happy, it's Friday night. If you're going to happy hour tonight and you want to have a good conversation with some neighbors or some friends or some coworkers,
some babes,
as soon as the conversation dies in any way, it's going the wrong way.
Right.
Just go, did you guys know Bundy was good at catching frogs?
Right.
And then boom. You're the star of the show. Conversation catapults.
Yep.
Everybody's momentum seen the back. Documentary. You're
right.
Not weird.
And if not,
water cooler talk.
Right. If not, you haven't seen the Bundy documentary? Boom. See, then you can talk about documentaries. You can talk about Netflix. You can talk about the golden age of TV. You can talk about catching frogs.
That's right.
Did you catch frogs when you were younger?
I'm in a.
Right. You can yell, I'm in a.
Talk about that guy.
Right. The Pro Bowl is Sunday at 2 o'clock. Please don't watch it. What really matters is this.
Please don't watch it.
No, don't watch it.
Yeah, don't.
Teach the NFL a lesson.
A new survey asked people how many times they sneeze during a normal sneezing fit, and the top two answers were 3 to 4 times.
I'm one of those guys. I'm about 5.
Really?
Are you?
And it's weird because as soon as I sneeze once, my wife just starts shaking. She's like, just leave, because she knows there's about 4 or 5 left.
God, she loves when you sneeze, though, because the rumor is your heart stops for a minute. That's the best moment of her day.
Man.
At the end of my life,
sitting on the edge of her seat.
At the end of my life, if it's like, just say one nice thing about Corey. I hope she comes up with something slightly better than Corey was really good at catching frogs. I don't know if she's going to be able to.
Well, you made really good tiger traps.
There's at least a 50, yeah, right. There's at least a 50% chance that it's going to be when they ask me about you. I'm going to be like, I would have never guessed he was that kind of guy, because you're going to do something horrible. I'm sure of it. Although I do have to say this, and my apologies. But last night I kept thinking of AJ when they were talking about Ted Bundy. Not sure why.
Jesus.
Why's that?
Me too. Know. I just kept thinking he's the guy I'd least suspect is a serial killer.
Yeah. Well.
Also proficient at catching frogs, which is the telltale sign.
That's a great point.
A lot of things overlap here.
He's one of the worst people to be compared to.
I know, but yeah. Who's the least suspected? That's usually the person.
Well,
it's quiet ones you gotta watch.
Yeah. We saw that in the documentary. He was quiet. How about the lady that
never shut up?
Well, and then the lady that, like, he had a room in her house, and
we went to dinner once. And she's like, he was real quiet.
Yeah, she was laughing about
it,
like, because she realized
you were about to be lunch.
Right. I don't think he ate people.
No, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. But yeah, he was quiet. No, he wasn't. He never shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know what that's like.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A 30-year-old guy named Christopher Owens from Woodhaven wanted some damned pizza.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Right, Chris? Pizza's good.
So good.
Yeah, man. When the female delivery driver got there, she noticed his dong was hanging out of his pants.
Sounds like my friend at the airport.
Oh, my. Can you tell that story without using his name?
Hey, let Chris finish, because then John does have an unbelievable story.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Let's leave names out of it, but John's got to tell this story, but Chris, finish first, like usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm selfish. Anyway, so it was hanging out of his pajama pants.
His crank?
Yeah. And he was, flicking it.
Who flicks their wiener?
The lady at the massage parlor.
Technically,
how much does that cost?
She used a shower head. You're in a database.
That costs extra money.
No, she did that for free.
Who wears pajama pants in public?
It was his house.
Oh, it was his house.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, then what's wrong with this? He can do this. He can flick it in the privacy of his own home.
Now, when the cops got there, Christopher claimed his yunk accidentally fell out of his pants as he was trying to put it away.
I can't believe this is going to transition right into John's story. This is crazy.
And by the way, the cops said, we buy that.
Oh my God!
We that could possibly happen. Until they checked his record, he had 2 other indecent exposure arrests.
Okay. Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, I need to hear this story.
Okay.
Should we do it after the break though? Because it's 6:53.
Yeah. Let's.
Sure.
Let's
perfect.
What a tease.
Right. Yep.
Oh, thank you.
This is kind of an unbelievable story.
It is.
Story.
compelling, and rich.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yes.
We hope Mark Parrish is right around the corner. Matt Minster should be here in about 20 minutes. We'll play before and after at 7:15. Initials at 8:15 with a major announcement right before that. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.